Don't you appreciate your buckler? I'm just here to tell you, you don't have to say it very long to get it across. In fact, Jesus spoke three words and done a whole lot more than a lot of preachers I've heard preach an hour and a half. And you can say more and less if you want to. Amen. I'm glad I've got a buckler. That buckler, he's right. It protects you. It's between you and the enemy. I'm glad I got somebody between me and the enemy. He's my buckler. Hallelujah. I appreciate that, Brother Jared. Thank the Lord for it. That'll help you along the way. Some of you need to know you got a buckler. You got somebody standing between you and your enemy. You got something that'll help feed you and help give you water. Appreciate that. Well, we're going to have our next message. It's good to have Daniel Moneyham here. Brother Daniel, you come on. He's a member over at Trinity Baptist Church in Drexel, where Brother Hodge pastors. And bless his heart, his dad, Scott Moneyham. And I appreciate the heritage.
Amen, preacher.
You know, it's good to have a father that's a preacher. Now a son's a preacher.
Amen.
Ain't that a blessing?
It is.
He ain't never preached here. He just announced his calling earlier. It ain't been that long ago.
August.
Never has preached in camp meeting here, have you?
No, sir.
Well, we love you and we're praying for you. You preach to us, they'll run the light for you.
I want to thank God for camp meeting. I want to thank God for my heritage. It's a goodly heritage. And I want to thank God that He saved me right down here when I was a little boy. It's all of Him, and He gets all glory. He gets all praise. He gets all worship for it all. I'm thankful for my heritage. I'm thankful for camp meeting. That heritage is based on the preached word of God. And I'm humbled to be able to do it. I'm humbled to be able to try to do it best I can. I pray that the Lord would help me today. Pray that you'd hear His word. The title of this sermon is a question. The question is, are you in the way? I'm in the way simply because of Him and Him alone. I'm in the way because He saved me right down here. I'm in His way. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 9. We'll read verses 57 through 62.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I'm in the way, His way. Preacher Steve, I like that one-time business you talked about. There's only one way. It's one time and one time only. It is His way. There is only one way. Are you in the way? Luke chapter 9, verse 57, we'll begin reading. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
Amen.
And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead.
Amen.
But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. But let me first go to bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And I pray the Lord will help me as I preach his holy word. Are you in the way? There's only one way. There's only one way to get to heaven. I'm going to give you three ways to know if you are in the way. Three ways to know if you are in the way. First, are you a follower? I'm not talking about a so-called follower. We're going to see three of them here in just a minute. But are you a follower? Are you a follower of Christ? That word follower means disciple. It means learner. It means pupil. It means student. The more I learn, the more I study, the more I try to preach, the more of a learner I need to be. The more I need to know, the more I need to learn, the more I need to study under His holy word. Amen. Are you a follower of Christ? We see this certain man in verse 57. A certain man said unto him, Lord. He was a religious man. He said the right words. He knew what to say. He said, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. He said it only by word only. Jesus answers him in 58, and Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Are you a follower? Jesus answers him with a verse that sounds funny to me. He answers him by saying, Foxes have holes, and birds have nests. What is he talking about? What does he mean by that? He said, I'm going to follow you, Jesus. But if you follow Jesus, we are not promised homes. We are not promised health and wealth. We are not promised prosperity gospel. We are promised to be a follower of Christ. Amen. This man put earthly things first. How do you know that? Because we don't see him after verse 58. He's gone. He's not a follower. He's gone. He's nowhere to be seen in verse 59. He is gone. True followers, they do one thing. They follow. True followers do one thing. They follow. But how do you become a follower? How do you become a follower? You are placed in the way by the way. Are you in the way? Have you been placed in the way by the way? Another way of saying that is, are you in Christ? Have you been placed in Christ by Christ? Are you in the way? John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way, and that way is Jesus. That way is Christ. That way is the Messiah, Jesus, my Savior, my King, my Redeemer. I'm thankful that He is the way. Are you in the way? Are you in the way? We see a command here in the next verse. In verse 59, He says unto another, this command, follow me. Are you a follower? Are you a follower? This is a command. A command. Same command. Look back in verse 23 of this same chapter. This is a command as well. And He said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Notice that word daily. That don't mean just on Sundays. That don't mean when camp meeting rolls around. That means every day. Every day follow Him and deny yourself, to die to your stinking self. I pray that I would ever decrease and He would ever increase. Paul said he had to die daily. If Paul had to do it, I sure enough have to do it. I pray that I'd ever deny myself daily, every day. Every day to be a follower of Him. To be a follower of Him. Are you in the way? Secondly, we see another way to know if you are in the way. Are you a part of God's family? Amen. Are you a part of God's family? I could ask you another way. Which family comes first, Christ's family or your family? Which family comes first, Christ's family or your family? In verse 59, this man, he has a pretty good excuse from a human standpoint. He said, man, this is a pretty good excuse to not follow. Verse 59, but he said, Lord, suffer me, but first to go and bury my father. We don't know. I don't know if this was literal, that this man's father died. Some commentaries say this was an expression in that day that meant that they would live their life until their parents passed on and they got their inheritance. Then they would want to live for God. Either way, he put his earthly family above Christ.
Amen.
Either way, he put his burial of his father above Christ. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my family that's sitting right over here.
Amen.
I'm thankful that my mom and dad took me to camp meeting. I'm thankful that my mom and dad are godly parents who brought me to church and showed me his word. But it's not because of them why I'm in the way. It's not because of them that I'm saved. It's not because of them that I'm preaching. It's not because of anything that they've done. It is all of Christ and Christ alone. I am in his way. And I praise his holy name. Are you in God's family? Are you in God's family? But Jesus answers him. Pretty strict words we hear right here from Jesus. Verse 60, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. These are strict words. You can even say that these are kind of mean words that Jesus would say. I can't believe Jesus would say that, something like that, somebody might say. But no, this is Jesus, this is King, this is Lord who we have to follow, who are we called to follow. This is a command. We see the command of preaching. This is not just for preachers. Go thou, preach the kingdom of God. Preach Jesus. Simply preach Jesus. I pray that I'd ever do that. Jesus has straightforward words. Straightforward words to this man. This man, and what happens to him? Verse 61, he's gone. He's gone. We don't see him. He was not a true follower. He cared more about burying his father. He cared more about his earthly family than following Christ. We see in verse 60, there's strict words. Turn with me to Luke 14, verse 26 and 27. Here's some more strict words from our Savior. Chapter 14 of Luke, verse 26 and 27. If we are called to be a follower, we are called to deny ourselves and to bear a cross. Verse 26 says, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life. That pretty much covers it. That's everybody except for him. He cannot be my disciple. Verse 27, and whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple.
Amen.
Come after me, that simply means follow. We are to follow him. This man, he chose his earthly family over his Christ family, God's family. I thank God that I've been placed in his family. I thank God that I've been placed in his way. In his kingdom, we are to preach the kingdom. I'm a child of the King this morning, and I praise his name. I'm thankful that I'm in the way. Are you in the way? Are you in the way? Thirdly and lastly, the way that we can know that we're in the way is focus. Where is your focus? Where is your heart's focus? Where is your heart's focus? Let's read verse 61 and 62. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. Here's another good excuse from a human standpoint. Sounds pretty good to me. I'd let it slide, but Jesus don't. Verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No man. That means nobody.
Amen.
These are some more strict words from our Savior. No man plowing, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. That word fit is well placed. Useful.
Amen.
I've been placed in His family. I've been fitted in His family. I ain't got a fitted suit on, but I'm fitted for the kingdom today. I'm thankful in Ephesians.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. It says His church. He's talking about that building. It is fitly framed together. His kingdom is fitly framed together. You don't just by happenstance be fitted into the kingdom. You don't by just happenstance be saved. It's only by Him and Him alone and His grace. This man's focus was not in Christ. It was not on Christ. We see that because he's gone after verse 62. He doesn't follow like he says. He doesn't follow like he promises. This man's focus was not on Christ. He was looking back at home. A family is a good thing to have. But Christ comes first. Christ comes first. Plowing and looking back produces crooked rows. I've never had to plow with a mule. Thank goodness I haven't, but I've used tillers. And if you start looking behind you when you're tilling a garden, you'll get off real bad. But I work on a golf course. I work on a golf course where I have to train employees to mow straight lines. To mow lasers is what some people even call them. But in order to do that, you have to be focused. In order to do that, you have to have a focus, a straight focus, a laser focus. And the best way I can explain to them what I'm trying to teach them is to pick a tree next to a green and just drive towards that tree. To pick a tree and drive towards that tree. Have a heart focus after God. To look to God. I praise His holy name. Laser focus on Him and His word. I'm thankful that He died on the cross for me. I'm thankful that He saved a wretch like me. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Look to Him, focus on Him, acknowledge Him. I'm thankful for His grace and His mercy. I pray that I'd ever focus on Him, have a heart focus after Him. I was called to preach back in August. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the future holds for me. But I want to be willing, I want to be able to follow His will. And how do you do that? To be honest with you, in myself, I don't know. But I want to look at His word and be faithful to be focused on His word. The Lord has blessed us with another baby in December. We'll be having it, Lord willing. And the question comes up, how in the world are you going to take care of four babies or four kids? I don't know, but I want to focus on Him and His word. I don't know what you're going through this morning. I don't know what trials you're going through. I don't know why people get cancer. I don't know why people die and go outstrip us. I don't know why we have trials. I don't know why friends leave you. I don't know why people forsake you. But what are we to do? Focus on Him and Him alone. I pray that I'd plow straight to that straight gate. It's a narrow way. It's one way. You ain't turning around. It's a straight way to that straight gate. You might say, well, that sounds like it's way in the way stuff. It's all about Him. It is. It sure enough is. And you can find help. Romans 11:36, for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. If you are in the way, it's all about Him. To sum it up, followers follow Him. Followers follow. That's what they do. And then secondly, Christ comes first. Whether you like it or not, he's going to be first. Amen. Just ask Jonah. He didn't want to go down there to Nineveh. They ended up doing what God wanted them to do. Christ comes first. And then lastly, he is to be our focus. He is our focus. I'm thankful for camp meeting. I'm thankful for him to allow me to preach at camp meeting. I'm thankful for his grace and his mercy in my life. I'm thankful that he saved me right here. He's worthy of praise. He is worthy of worship. He gets all glory. He gets all honor because he is the one that did it. Thank you, preacher.